and Alley Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Alley.
Okay, so Chadwick Boseman had been struggling with colon cancer for 4 years. Nobody knew about it before he died, but this is what is so crazy about this guy, and just as a testament to what a good human being he is. So the last movie he did, 21 Bridges, he produced it, he starred in it, and one of his co-stars was Sienna Miller. Now, she did an interview with Empire Magazine, and she talks about how he wanted her to do the role so bad that he gave up part of his pay for her to have more. I can't even see you. You're like a shadow over there.
Nobody can see me. We're on the radio. What happened now?
You're just sitting in a dark studio right now. He said that he basically gave up some of his salary. They asked her to do it. He really wanted her to do it.
That's so
and
good.
She said, you know what? I just don't really know if I want to do any acting right now. So she turned to him and she said, yeah, I'll do it if I get paid what I'm worth. Not thinking that Chadwick Boseman would then find a way to give some of his money
right. So
they could get her on the film. So she said that she just can't get over how generous he was. She said that kind of thing just doesn't happen. You're getting paid what you deserve and what you're worth. She said it's just unfathomable to imagine another man in that town, Hollywood, behaving that graciously or respectfully. And she said in the aftermath of this, I've told other male actor friends about it. I tell them the story and they all go very, very quiet. And then they go home and probably have to sit and think about things for a while because there was no showiness. It was, of course, I'll get you that number because that's what you should be paid.
That came out after Black Panther, so he had already rose to Black Panther fame.
And oh, in no,
Black
this Panther, was the last one. This was the last thing he did. I don't know if it came out or was filmed in November.
Yeah.
So,
but in Black Panther, he made the least amount of money in Black Panther. Mm-hmm. Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
So he was getting the shaft too.
So he
was more about the message than he was the money, it sounds like.
Yes. And the movie was 21 Bridges.
Yes.
That we're talking about with Sienna Miller and himself. So yeah, that's right. When you have been screwed, like women get it, right?
Yep.
And that's why she says she looks at her male counterparts. They're probably just looking around like probably all white male counterparts because what we know about Hollywood and how people get paid, let's be real.
It's like,
and we're
it.
Probably like, oh, this is awkward. And if I say anything, then I have to be a good person and stand up for that too. But I like my money.
He's done a lot of great things. So if you want to look up more on Chadwick Boseman, he's been doing a lot of good things for a long time. I'm glad he's getting more recognition in his, I'm sad that he's gone, but I'm glad that people are like, wow, Chadwick Boseman was an awesome dude.
Everybody wants to tell the stories about him so that he's remembered the way he was as an amazing human being and only 43 when he died of colon cancer. So
you ever think that somebody's following you in your car? You know, you get that feeling, is this guy following me? No, they're not really following me.
You might be paranoid, but I don't worry that people are following me.
You've never noticed a car following you?
Maybe a cop. No, but that's when I get nervous.
How many people are out on the road?
A regular car.
Let's say it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. How many people are out on the road?
There's
not a lot.
There's people in front of me, though.
Not
behind me.
Not over by the radio station in this little neighborhood.
Okay.
I'm driving up to the radio station this morning, Allie, and there's a car parked across both lanes of the highway with the lights on. Both lanes of little 108th Street. Was it? No, Grange. Right here on Grange. It's two lanes.
He's blocking
the whole thing. And I was like, so I slow down a little bit, wondering what the hell is this going on?
Sounds
are they delivering a paper? Maybe they're turning around. I don't know. They back up and like let me into the radio station. So I turn into the radio station thinking, all right, this person's just going to turn around. They're probably lost. Mm-hmm. And as I'm sitting there, they fly down the driveway of the radio station pulling in. This is a car that I've never seen before. Mm-hmm. This is like a weird station wagon. Totally out of the blue. Like, I know other cars that work here. I know your car. Yeah. I know the guy at the sports station's car. I know the guy at our sister station that mixes cars. I know what cars are here. This car didn't belong.
Okay.
It was strange.
Okay.
That it was now flying up towards me. I'm sitting in my car waiting, and the car stops behind me with its headlights on. This is all happening this morning.
Okay.
I have no idea if it's you playing a prank on me.
Is it
radar goofing?
Hell no.
Did you get a different car? Is somebody goofing around with me? I don't know. So I wait for a second and nobody gets out of the car. Nobody says anything. They don't turn off the lights. So I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to get out and go inside. So I open the lift gate of my car to throw them off because I think maybe if this person's going to murder me, they'll think I'm coming out of the trunk.
My God, you're making me never want to come to work again, dude. This is like when you tell a kid a horror story before they go to sleep.
Wait, Wait till I tell you what happens when I get out of the car.
Tell me.
I get out of my car and I look, and it is a guy in a station wagon, and he rolls down the window and he goes, "Hey." I'm like, "Yeah?" He goes, "I was looking out my bedroom window this morning." I go, "Uh-huh." He goes, "Are these your radio towers back here?"
"Yeah."
"Yeah," he goes, "because I was noticing that your radio towers line up with the other radio towers down the street. Do you know if there's any other radio towers in this area?"
What
and I
goes,
like, "This guy's like 90 years old.
Oh, thank God.
He's like 90 years old.
You're freaking me out a little."
So I'm like, I go, "I don't know." I go, I just work here, honestly. These are our towers."
He literally just wanted to know in the middle of the night what the towers.
That is all that he wanted to know.
Were you concerned he was like mentally ill?
I wasn't. At first I was, but then he seemed very, he goes, "I should say who I am. I'm Tom, whatever, blah, 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 ski." Total Milwaukee name.
Yeah. He's got the ski at the end.
I don't remember it.
Yep.
Yeah. Totally driving his wagon with that. Yeah. That was all that he wanted to know.
But you said he's normal because he said his name, and then what did he say?
And then
that
he just
make
asked.
Him normal because he told you his name.
He asked if I knew
Quite
where any other.
I'm freaked out now.
He asked if I knew where any other radio towers were, and I said, "I don't." I go, "You sound like you're retired and bored." And he said, "That's exactly what it is."
Oh,
I couldn't sleep, so I got up to drive around. I didn't want to freak you out, did I? And I said, "Quite honestly, you did scare me a little bit because you flew down the driveway and didn't announce yourself until now with something incredibly stupid and random in the dark in the morning. Now I'm terrified to come into work anymore because Tom's going to chase me down and ask me for things."
Now everyone knows.
See? This guy, should he have lost his job for what he did to himself because of his appearance? This seems a little weird. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
I need to know more.
Losing a job as a kindergarten teacher, that's a pretty big thing, right?
Losing any job's a big thing. Sorry, I'm eating. Yes.
By the way, we do commercial-free hours all day, every day, and another one happens this morning at 7:20. You can listen with your smartphone because your phone is now your radio. Yeah, I said it. Your phone is now your radio with the radio.com app. Download it for free. So this kindergarten teacher, 35-year-old dude, he is tattooed from head to toe, literally.
Oh, like his whole face?
His entire face. Head to toe, arms, everything covered.
Yeah,
and on top
it,
of that,
okay.
on
I love
top
tattoos,
of that,
but it gets ridiculous. Go on.
On top of that, he had his eyes surgically changed so that they are black. They are dark eyes. He had his eyes, I don't know how he did this, but his eyes are completely black.
Wasn't just wearing contacts were black?
No, he's permanently done this to his body. He's covered from head
to
toe.
How do you do that? Anyway, go on.
I have no idea. So obviously when he shows up, these little 3-year-old children are terrified of this man. I don't know how old are kindergartens.
Five,
Is that how old they are?
Yes.
I don't know. This is why I don't have children or don't want them.
You're five. You did go to kindergarten though, Riggs, in fairness.
I don't remember that, Allie. I don't remember that.
Saying.
That was a long time ago. That was
Come on.
6 weeks ago. What are you talking about?
So he shows up.
He shows up. These children are terrified. They run out of the room. They go home. They tell their parents. And their parents are like, "We can't have this guy teaching our children." So they remove him as a kindergarten teacher.
Oh, boy.
So now
then
he's teaching older students, like high school students. And they've since moved in a much less tattooed teacher, which seems like a better option, I would think.
I don't care about the tattoos. I mean, but like... what's with the all over your face and head stuff?
I don't know. Wouldn't you consider your career path when doing that to yourself? Like, I want to be a teacher for children. I'm going to tattoo my entire body.
Yes and no.
Why?
Because there's this whole argument about what's professional.
Sure.
You know, depending on who you talk to, but you also could talk about discrimination, why people get hired. If people get hired because they look good all the time, and nobody will admit that. But all of the sudden, when this is the problem, and this is why it becomes an issue, because, you're hiring her because she's pretty, not because she's the smartest, or you're hiring him because he looks good, but he's not the smartest, it can become the same problem the opposite way.
Oh.
When you're only, you're not hiring the best candidate because they don't look good.
But it's such a distraction, the tattoos. That's something you can
vote.
You can't choose how you look. You can choose to have your face tattooed. You can choose to have that done to yourself.
Well, you could argue about weight and all kinds of things. I mean, you could have that same argument.
You know
what I mean?
You really couldn't
not hire someone because they were overweight. People do it, but you're not supposed to.
I'm going to put the picture of this guy on our Kiss FM Instagram story, 103.7 Kiss FM. Oh, you got to see him. He's pretty terrifying.
I think that was the perfect, decision, though, compromise. Just move them to the older kids.
Go teach the elder kids. They'll think you're a badass.
They all have tattoos anyway, and they're happy.
They'll
so
all think you're awesome
go.
Anyways. Post Malone, speaking of face tattoos.
Oh, God.
He's one of them that can get away with it.
Does well, it for that's debatable.
Professionally, yes. Yeah. Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Just a mess. Real messy. Demi Lovato wants nothing to do with this ex, and he just won't let it go. And now she's concerned because she doesn't want it to escalate. We've been talking about this for days, how she abruptly broke up with her fiancé. They've only been engaged for 2 months. In fact, they met during quarantine. It was one of those COVID loves. You know, I'm bored. I'm lonely. This guy seems great. And then you go back into the real world and realize, oh, their intentions suck.
Good old.
They didn't have good intentions at all.
COVID Cupid flies into the room and shoots him with his arrow of quarantine. Yeah.
But then you got to go back to real life and you realize the guy's really thirsty. So they broke up after all he had done all these things where he had written on other celebrities' pages or DM'd them. He said things like, my wife on Ariana Grande's post. My wife? You're engaged to Demi Lovato. Yeah. I can't eat. Like, what the hell is that? So look, Demi didn't want to believe the guy was shady or thirsty, but it turned out he was. So she broke up with him and then he got online, acted like he was the victim, which we talked about yesterday. And how, you know, he didn't like it. He's in love with her. We finally deleted those.
Yes.
They said Demi was like, dude, it's over. Like, you can post whatever you want, but we're not getting back together. Like, ever. In the words of Taylor Swift, we are never, ever getting back together.
Like, ever.
Ever. Like,
no.
ever.
No.
We dated for a few months. I realized you suck, and I'm moving on with my life. So, look, Demi Lovato doesn't want anything to do with them, but he won't stop. And you know what made me laugh last night, Riggs?
What?
Leave it to FBI Allie to accidentally uncover how Demi Lovato really feels about this guy because
there I was
scrolling on Insta and I follow these like meme accounts that are really funny where you can find funny memes or just like them, and there was this one random account I follow, not like it has 50 million followers, but if you're following, like I'm following Demi Lovato, so if she likes a post it will come up liked by Demi Lovato and 6,000 others. I couldn't believe she had liked this random meme on this random account I post, and it was only posted 8 hours ago, which means she liked it last night. And the meme is, men be like, I know a place, and take you to the lowest point of your life. She liked that last night. I went, and that's all I needed to know from Demi Lovato.
That's all
she
had to do.
Say no more, honey. The meme said it all.
How do you not have game? You've got so much game, dude. You don't even know.
No, I don't.
You don't
not
even know.
Anymore.
2020's ruined it. Oh, God.
By the way, this is a commercial-free hour. You can always call or text us, 414-799-1037. All right, go ahead.
Man, I tell you, I haven't been on the dating apps, even though I'm on them. I really just have. I turned off my notifications. That's
Again?
How few bleeps I give.
I like how you go in waves with
all
it.
All the time.
You'll be like, I'm done with it. I'm screwed. And then you're like, oh, this is great. I'm going to meet this guy. And you had one guy come over. And then you're like, nah, never mind.
No,
now I'm done with this.
I went on two dates with that guy. I didn't just like randomly have a guy come over. Hold on. But nothing happened with that guy.
Right.
It was just so he was cute, but I couldn't get there. Look, here's the thing. I go in waves, and I know I've talked to a lot of single women like this where sometimes you care and sometimes you don't. Now, men always care because they want the boom boom room,
always.
Right? So that's what motivates them. But you know what motivates women who have everything they need? Nothing. Okay? I don't. The boom boom room, we can handle on ourselves. All these things. This is not what motivates women. So it takes a lot for me to really care about this. However, I was at the store the other day, and it's funny because one, you think somebody's cute and you're not really sure because they have a mask on. So you're like, I don't even know if this guy's cute. But I look over and this guy's looking at me and he's got a little kid. And so he's just staring at me and he looks cute from the eyes up.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, okay, he's a dad, but wait, is he married? Let me be. So I look around, no wedding ring. I'm like, doesn't mean he's not in a relationship.
True.
However, I was like, okay, I'll give him another look-see. And then I'm like, I can't even tell if this guy's smiling at me. I can't tell if this guy's just staring at me. I can't tell if he's looking at the nuts hanging up behind me in Walgreens and the Slim Jims. I've decided, you're never going to meet someone in public like you used to, if you ever did.
Unless you're outdoors.
Because of the masks, you know.
Unless you're outside, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Walking across the street.
But I just laughed. because I was like, I don't even know if people want me. I don't even know. Like, he's probably thinking, ugh. And you can't even see if someone's disgusted. Because sometimes people disgust me in stores, and I love it now that I can make faces and nobody can see it.
Oh, yeah. You can make a total grimace with your mouth. Oh, like, grit your teeth together and go, eesh.
Say stuff inside my mask. Oh, nobody knows. It's kind of great on that tip. I love it.
Sure.
Nobody knows if I'm irritated. But that's the problem. It goes both ways.
People know.
So I've decided, like, I don't... The dating app's bored. You know, it's like... I was telling my therapist this. I said, sometimes I get on them and I go through and I'm like, ugh, all these, you know, and it sounds horrible to be like messages, whatever, but I'm looking at some of these people like, you're too old, you're too young. This is why, you know, keep aiming for the sky, but no. But here's the thing. I would walk into a bar and see 30 dudes and not, women do that all the time. Yeah. Doesn't mean you like any of the dudes in the bar. So what's the difference between logging onto a dating app and seeing 30 dudes you don't like? It's no different, you know? But it feels like because they're right in front of you, you should be able to find a man. But when you break it down, it's not like that.
What if he wasn't looking for a woman? How do we know he was looking for a woman?
What
if he was totally happy by himself?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What if the guy, you don't know if they're smiling at you. They don't know if, you don't know if they're giving you the you know, the stink eye.
Yeah.
You don't know anything anymore.
You can see stink eye. Are people putting mask pictures on their dating profiles, by the way?
A few, which is not necessary.
I would
think
so.
They're also still putting the stupid holding a fish up as if that's ever made a woman want to drop her panties. I mean,
holding,
give me a break,
fish
dude.
Up.
You know, the dead fish. I've been fishing. Look at me. I'm fishing. Here's my fish.
That's a great picture. That's like a trophy thing.
No, we make fun of those.
Oh,
no, women don't like
but
those.
But the women that like that love that, and they see that
what
fish.
What women?
The women that love fishing and outdoors and hunting.
Who are these women, Riggs? We make fun of this kind of stuff.
They're the outdoor rural Wisconsin women that love that kind of stuff.
There are so many memes making fun of guys holding a dead fish on their dating profiles because it's so just what every guy does if they have one.
He doesn't want
guys,
you.
You don't even like fish. You don't even like to fish. I can tell.
He wants a dead fish woman is what he wants.
Well, and then I know you fish and I don't, so then what?
See?
Now you've cut yourself. Here we go again.
Yep. Now you've cut yourself off right there.
I don't know.
Has dating been different for you during the pandemic like that?
I mean, I've
like meeting people in general. 414-799-1037. You can always call and text that at the same number.
And then one day I was talking about one guy. Remember I talked about that guy that went cuckoo on me out of nowhere? And I said, I didn't even meet this guy, but he was normal. Then he would send weird messages and he would send normal. And I was like, does this guy drink a lot?
Probably.
And then send these crazy texts. And a listener messaged me that same day who had dealt with the exact same guy.
Oh, yeah.
And she showed me the crazy messages he had sent her.
Yeah.
So now I have two different women who message me and go, "Up, warning, stay away from John in, you know,
Hale's Corners.
Racine today. I got another kooky one."
Uh-huh.
So we are now sharing all of this. So don't be acting crazy. We got our eyes on you, dudes.
Yeah, we do. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie talking about kind of general dating in general. Now with masks and trying to meet people in public. Mm-hmm. Is that even a thing anymore? 414-799-1037. You can always call or text either one. People
apparently it is a thing because some of these texts have me cracking up. Somebody said, we were talking about the fish, you know, holding up a fish.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in and said, when we hold a fish in a picture, the fish is usually still alive, not dead, LOL. Okay, I'll give you points there. I get it. I was saying holding a dead fish.
Yes.
I was saying women get so annoyed with the same guy holding a fish picture. It's like one of the classic pictures on dating profiles that we're just over and that every guy has.
Unless he's fishing for a fisherwoman. Then he's playing to his audience.
Well,
who can blame him?
I like to put on makeup and get my hair done. You'll see me posting pictures.
Sure you do.
It's just so cliche because they all have it and you'd have to understand by swiping to know how. Then you get repetitive and then you look like everyone else.
I almost want to make one just holding fish or just to see count how many there are.
You should.
I feel like there's an abundance of them.
I could go.
You're also in Wisconsin, so that's not such a far stretch for people that have fishing pictures.
No, it's not. But every now and then you see a guy who clearly doesn't. I'm like, that guy doesn't fish. That guy went on one fishing trip, okay?
That guy trades stocks.
Seriously.
He day trades from home.
Somebody else texted in and said, I disagree, Allie. Rugged outdoor men are hot.
See?
And I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, we know I'm into the outdoor hot rugged men, but I was making fun of the fish pictures. I can't. Somebody else said, then best of luck in your dating life. Thank you. Somebody else texted in and said, believe it or not, I actually met someone in my neighborhood. So don't rule out some of your neighbors. We've been dating for about 3 months and things are going very well. So what happens when you live there and they don't go well? It's like dating where you work. Do you know what I mean?
Almost, because you have to drive
interested.
By them. Drive
well,
by them all the time.
Imagine if you broke up and it was bad and you couldn't get away. They're on your freaking block.
They're always there. always.
You know?
And they're destroying your property value because they were probably terrible people.
Well, and then somebody texted in, I'm a woman. I love fishing, but those dead fish pics are super unattractive.
They're not dead. They're still alive when you're holding them. They're live fish pics.
Somebody else texted in, you can't live in Wisconsin and not expect a fish pic on a dating app. And somebody else said, real men have fish holding pictures.
Yeah.
Would you rather date a real man who fishes or date a woman? Huh?
What?
Okay, so now we're saying that if you fish, you're more of a man? Give me a break.
Saying that women can't fish? Text. I'm sure there's women holding fish, and those women should swipe on the men that are holding fish.
I just think it's funny that means you're a real man if you went fishing and
hell
you got
yeah,
a fishing pick. I don't, that means absolutely nothing.
414-799-1037.
Yeah, I'm still reading. There's so many texts here.
You can also call that number as well.
Yeah. Somebody said, I just wanted to chime in. I probably have more pictures of myself with fish on my Facebook than my boyfriend does.
There you go.
There are chicks out there that love the outdoors. This isn't about liking. I'm not saying these guys don't like the outdoors. They're obviously fishing. It's that
right.
You get on a dating app and you'll understand. Swipe, fish picture. Swipe, fish picture. It's like the same thing over and over.
Who has the best fish pic, though?
They all go together. That's what I'm saying. They all look the same. I mean, seriously. And then somebody else, listen to this, Riggs.
What?
Said dating has been great. Never had so many hookups. This quarantine life is making people desperate. I swear to you, that's what
lowering standards.
In. Or, yeah, taking what you can get, I guess.
Go to the chick that was dating her neighbor now. You're now lowering yourself to dating people within your own geographical circle.
Where you have problems later, see?
I can't date in my house. What about just gently outside my house?
There's like the off-limits. You know, let's go down the off-limits list, okay? Your neighborhood.
Your coworkers, obviously.
Your job. Oh, the phone's ringing. Your job, your neighborhood, your kids' teachers, back away.
What about
weird
business owners of businesses that you frequent all the time? I'd put them on there.
You can stop going there, though. Like, I can't stop going to my kids' school. Let's say there was some hot teacher.
Teachers, yes.
Like, I couldn't stop going there. But you can stop going to a store.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, these phone lines.
Yeah, we'll talk to you next at 414-799-1037. It's KISS FM. Hold on. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. Talking about the dating game now with the COVID world.
These texts are hysterical. Now people are texting in about deer hunting pics and how...
Hey, you got to show it off, man.
Well, there's two back to back. The first text says, the dead deer pics are the worst. And then the text right above that said, deer hunting pics are better than fish pics. So you have two complete opposites. So maybe men can't win. Because I get grossed out when I see the deer hunting pics. I'm like, I know you're doing it, but was that necessary on your Tinder? Like, really?
Yeah,
you couldn't find a picture in your a normal picture? It's just funny.
What would you rather have, dead deer pic or a gym selfie? Which one?
Neither.
Neither?
Which is another one that that's what I'm saying. I would swipe on both of those to the no. And somebody else texted and said, I don't like the gym selfies. Like they are saying, look at me, I can hold weights.
Look at me.
And I always swipe no on the gym selfies because it's so... either they're super insecure or they're super cocky. There's like no in between.
Yeah.
If you're posting that.
That's so cliche, by the way.
So
even
cliche,
there?
But there's so much of that.
Gina's on the phone. Good morning, Gina.
She's in Brookfield/Stallus. So I don't know if she's driving or what.
What's up, Gina?
Let's talk, girlfriend. How's dating going for you?
Oh, boy. Dating for me. Like, I don't get it. So I'm not going to sound conceited, but I'm a beautiful woman. But why do these guys think because you're beautiful, you have no education?
What?
Oh, is that what they say to you?
Well, not that they say it to me, but they just want to, like, jump in the bed right away. Like,
oh.
Are you serious?
Well, that's those guys in general. That's guys.
Yeah, that's guys, but some don't know how to actually talk to women. So and I always clip the ones who get sexual right away. Like, clip.
Yeah.
Clip. Like, there's a time and a place to bring that up.
Read the
room. It's not before we've gone on a few dates.
Read
how about
the
that?
Room,
read
bro.
The room. Thank you, Riggs.
Read it, bro.
These guys are...
I'm a bartender part-time doesn't mean that I'm going to sleep with all my customers. Like, get it.
Well, oh, they
wait,
walk
can
in
we
just
talk
assuming.
About that, though? How men, if you're nice to them, they think you want them? We've had this discussion
exactly.
on the air. If you're too nice to a guy, especially as a bartender, they really think you want him. And it's like, no, I'm just being nice.
And if you're mean to those guys, then you're a B. But you can't win with those guys because they're terrible.
You're stuck up. That's
exactly
right.
Those guys are the worst.
Or if you tell them you want to, like, you're just dating, then you're a whore. You know?
Oh, girl. I get it. I totally get it. Well, I hope that things pick up for you. You said that, why did you just ignore those guys, by the way, that you're working with?
Riggs.
Because you say you're a bartender, right?
You have to
right?
serve them.
I'm saying ignore the advances.
You can't ignore them if you want to make chips, right?
They're drunk, first of all. I've bartended before. I actually defend her to the T. They don't get it.
I do it part-time. It's not my full-time, but...
There you go.
You know, it's like... Post something like you're educated, like you like to, you know, all kinds of different things. Don't do just gym pictures. Don't do just...
So you want like a guy reading books?
I don't want
sitting.
Any gym,
you want him
no.
like sitting on a chair reading a book?
I want a normal picture like the women post where we're just smiling at the camera. How about that? Is
you mean
that
your
too
bathroom,
much for you?
You mean your bathroom mirror selfies? Those are great.
And I can't take the guys who post old pics. That makes me swipe. I'm like,
women do that too. You can't make this all men because women do that too.
Have you? When was the last time you were on a dating app?
I know single men that are on dating apps.
I've never done dating apps though. So
oh, okay. She just has problems in the general world with dating.
Yeah.
I'm saying when you post old pics, don't act like you don't have an iPhone or an Android in today's day and age. You right. couldn't find one clear picture. They're all blurry. Give me a break.
No, that I really like that old picture of me on the beach from spring break. It was a good picture.
Well, good
and
luck,
then you
Gina.
Meet in person and you're like 500 pounds and like.
See, then you get catfished. There's a reason that's a show. Thanks
yeah,
for calling, Gina.
I don't know. We got Gwen on line
Good luck
one.
Out there.
Yes. Somebody texted
What's
in,
up?
Do you judge based on the size of the fish? You guys are funny.
Well, hell yeah, you do. The bigger
Gwen.
The fish, the bigger the, what up?
We're talking dating. What's going
What's
on?
Up?
What
My
up?
First time caller, long time listener.
What up?
Go, girl.
Yes.
I love
Let's
it.
Let's go it down. I got inspired about these dead fish pictures because you're so... Right, dude.
But Thank you.
What gets me more is like the dead deer and they got them by the horns. Mm-hmm. And the
hey.
Freaking,
and they're like, look at me.
Yeah, like the
they hid.
I'm so tough.
They Those men covered themselves in urine and hid in the woods for 5 hours to get a picture of that deer. You let them have their moment of glory.
Somebody else texted in.
Gwen,
somebody else texted in and said, dating pics. How about the profiles where all the photos have the dude wearing sunglasses? Like, seriously, I want to see your eyes. Those are the worst, too.
Okay, I'll tell you, I'll try to describe the worst picture I've seen on a dating app. And I think I saved it. But it's of a guy, bigger guy, you know, like, okay, fine, chunky's cool, and that's it. But anyways, shirtless, dirty, and he's got, like, a metal grinder, and he's grinding, and he's got, like, goggles on his head.
Is he, like, a welder or something?
I don't know. He works in some sort of metal shop, but he got this grinder, and he's got, like, you know, Captain Morgan, like, one knee up, and just, you know, it's, like, in there.
What was his leg on? Well, tell me it was on a tree stump or some sort of machinery, please.
No, it was, like, in his little, like, in his work.
It was strange.
What the hell?
He's a welder, man. He was trying to show you where he works. Shirtless.
Somebody texted in when I see
Gwen,
deer pics, I
calling.
Think small hot dog.
Thanks, <you guys. laughs>
What'd you say?
Somebody texted in and said when I see dead deer pic, I think small hot dog.
Oh, come
I
on.
I think that about the gym pics, about the shirtless gym pics.
Right.
It's compensating for something versus just posting an actual picture of yourself and what you look like.
Good morning, Kiss
this
FM.
Is a guy.
Who's this?
Santino. Santino, you there?
Oh, thank God. We need some testosterone. Testino. Totino. What is your name again?
Santino.
Are you on some, are you on a dating app?
No, I've been married for over 15 years.
Oh,
nice.
You're like Riggs, giving all his input on dating apps.
Well, guess what? You got to have experience to do that, correct?
Yeah, you do.
True.
So my thing is you have people that go on these dating apps with these pictures because they don't have anybody to show them the proper way. So this way, they go in there and say, oh, this is my deer hunting pic because they're proud. It's like an achievement moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how about if someone creates an app to say, hey, here are suitable pictures for dating apps.
There you go.
You want someone that's a hunter or outdoors person, post this pic.
Huntersonly.com.
Yeah. If you want somebody sophisticated, post this pic.
Santino, it gets so repetitive, though, when it's like the same... stuff. It's like
Santino,
literally shirt pics and fishing pics over
he
and
might
over.
Be onto something, though, because that's something that's really important to these people. So why not like catchandrelease.com for fisher people?
But see, is it important to them? Or are they trying to look like they have hobbies and they have stuff
going
on?
That is their
on?
Hobby. You clearly you have a hobby if you're fishing or hunting. That's considered a hobby.
I have one picture with a fish. I fished once.
I know.
That doesn't mean I'm a hobbyist
but
in the fishing. Okay?
And these people fish all the time. That's why they have the pictures of them.
You're
it's
assuming.
Like, it's like me putting skydiving pictures. I would put pictures of me skydiving all the time. They'd be
like,
but
oh,
you
really skydive.
I know, and these people really fish.
Allie, hey, do you want somebody to post a pic? in a suit that they'd never worn but one time at a wedding or a funeral.
No,
that's
but
the depiction that you have of them.
Fair.
Solid point, Santino.
Fair.
And I actually see this, and you always know when they don't wear suits because they look funny. They have like a suit that's too big on, and they posted the picture from the wedding, and it's like, oh, that guy found his one picture in a suit. See, that's the thing. I think you can read through a lot of these things, and yeah. I think women do. You're saying, well, they're trying to post this and that, but I'm like, I think you can read through a lot of it.
You could, but a lot of people can't, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
So maybe somebody needs to get an app together or a service together to show them, hey, this is the proper way to post a pic.
Santino, who better than two married dudes to do that? You and I. Let's go halvesies on it.
Go for it.
I got you. Let's get it going.
I love it, man.
I love the input.
Thanks so much for calling, dude. We appreciate you listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
People are texting in about the group pics, which is another issue on dating apps because you don't know who's who. And then I always tell people, don't post group pics because if you're not the hottest person in that group, we're out. You already put yourself up against better looking people.
Or they want the other good looking one in the group.
That's
not you.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so who did Chris Rock try to get a comedy show before she got really famous as a rapper? Who does he think one of the funniest people on the planet is?
On the planet?
Yeah, he said she is one of the funniest people. He went and tried to get her own show, Cardi B, dude. And I gotta tell you something. I don't even disagree because she goes on these rants on her Instagram. The other day, there were two different ones. They were like 6-7 minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
I watched it the entire thing. She wasn't even, the camera wasn't even looking at her. It was pointed down on a blanket while all she did was go off. And I was fascinated and I couldn't stop. I was like, I cannot believe I just listened to this chick go off for 7 minutes. Who can do that in today's day and age with, you know, our short attention spans? I went, she's so damn entertaining. She kept me for 7 minutes? What? I couldn't. And she's done that more than once. Well, Chris Rock said when he first met her, he only found out about her because her kids were watching her on YouTube.
Yeah.
And he was like, wait. He said, my kids started showing me this thing, this Cardi B girl. And I was like, okay, we should do a show with her. So he said him, Cardi B, and her management all went to get a show going, a comedy show. He said it just never happened. He said she told me about her rap at the time, and I was just like, yeah, that's good. Anyway, you're a comedy star. So Chris Rock tried to get her out of the rap game to do comedy, but she was more interested in doing rap. Now, she does have the number one song in the country with WAP right now, so I'll give her that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he said he compared her to – he basically had to compare her to other comedians, and he just said she was the funniest woman or one of the funniest people. So that is out of Chris Rock's mouth about Cardi B. He said he thinks she's funny.
Doesn't he owe Netflix a couple specials? I keep hearing about Chris Rock. Well,
I don't know.
He had signed up to do some. I miss Chris Rock. I mean, we need a new special for him.
Well, maybe he finally got one on Instagram. Thank goodness. Because that's where I spend my time. I don't play with Facebook that much anymore. But Instagram, I was so happy when he got on there.
The new season of Fargo that he's on is now on.
Oh, he was filming here.
He was filming here in Milwaukee.
Duh,
yes.
We knew this.
Yes.
And we're asking ourselves, so wait, Fargo's on?
Yeah, it's on FX. My wife texted me last night. She was like, oh my God, Fargo's back on.
Oh, it's on FX.
It's on
FX. I don't
FX.
Even know if I have FX.
You should get FX just
well,
to watch
it. Well, then I got to get that's a whole nother what you got.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. I need help with a project. Can I get some help?
A group project?
No, it's not a group project. It's a me project.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's a singular project that I have to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I might as well use the radio, I guess, if I have to reach out to a vast group.
Well, first tell everyone
people
that you're even going back to school.
That's what
over
I was
going
to start with. Yeah, I've decided to go back to school, finish up my degree in clinical psychology. I'm going to Cardinal Stritch, doing an online learning.
Okay.
All virtual with the Canvas app, if you're familiar. Teachers, students, Canvas.
I know my all kids use it.
Know all about it. And one of my classes is, it's this
world. So excited.
It's a world religions class, and it's one of the prerequisites that you have to take. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, I have to take it. And I'm also interested in it as well.
Yeah.
And it talks about how, like, America is very religiously illiterate because you're kind of based with the religion you were raised on.
Yeah. You're just raised one way, and that's what a lot of people believe and don't ask questions and move on with their lives, right?
Nobody can name anything outside of Christianity for a lot of part. They're like, oh, wait, Buddhism and Judaism and Islam. And
I read somewhere that 74% of Americans have never met a Jewish person. That blows my mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? I'm like, maybe you didn't know it.
Yeah.
Because it's not a race, you know? now, no. you would not know someone was Jewish.
But you're Jewish. You were raised. Yeah. You were raised Jewish.
Totally. I had a bat mitzvah.
Uh-huh.
Went to temple on holidays. I mean, for sure. My dad went to Hebrew school in Jersey every day when he was a kid. I'm not that religious as an adult, though.
Right.
Yeah.
That's kind of my question, too, is because I was also raised, Catholic, not also, but I was raised Catholic, went to like CCD classes, going to church growing up, got confirmed and everything reluctantly with my mother.
I get why it made our family, why it was a family memory, because we always did those things together.
Every Sunday.
But we didn't go to we didn't go to church on Sundays.
Saturday.
I went to Sunday school.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, go
which
on.
Which is another thing in the differences. But one of my projects is to explore or even attend virtually or in person a religion that I have never had an experience with before.
Oh, that you know don't know anything about.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
So I know enough about
That's
Catholicism because I was raised that way. Judaism, I'm pretty familiar with because my wife
is
Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Buddhism, I know as well. I've gone to Buddhist ceremonies. I know how that kind of works.
I never have. I would love to learn about that.
Buddhism's amazing. It's more it's a path. It's not, they don't call it a religion. They call it like a way of life. It's like they don't really preach anything. They just mostly be cool to each other. Don't be a jerk. It's like the baseline.
Don't be all uncool, like Luann from Real Housewives says. Just be cool. Don't be uncool.
Don't be a Carol Baskin. Don't be a Karen. That's like the rule.
And some people are afraid to leave the religion just because of their family or even not be religious. You know what I'm saying? We meet people like that all the time who are like, my parents would kill me. I don't really care.
Yeah. So I was trying to kind of think of a different religion I can explore. If anybody could help me, maybe they know, maybe somebody practices one that I don't know about.
So which ones do you not, you know, you said you already know about?
Catholicism, right? Mm-hmm. So Catholic, Roman Catholic, Judaism.
Uh-huh. Jewish,
Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. That's about it. That's all that I've attended services of.
So, but when you say
you
Christian, okay, but hold on then.
There's a difference too,
There is. Catholic is a part of Christian, right?
Yes.
But there's so many other types of Christian religions, right? Like Lutheran, Protestant, right? All these?
There's even a Wisconsin one. Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran is another one that was like based in Milwaukee. It's headquartered out of Waukesha. There's different branches of it. And maybe that's what I do is understand the branch off from Catholics to Christian. Because I know one of it is like just Jesus and the other one is like everything else. It's
you
got to
text in or call to 414-799-1037 if you have any suggestions. Unfortunately, a lot of times it feels like we live in
a Christian society?
Well, we do live in a Christian society because I learned that growing up. I remember saying to my dad, why do I stay home on their holidays, but they don't stay home on mine? Just as a kid.
Oh, like, I think the same thing.
I would be like, why do I stay home on Christmas if... I literally had these questions as a kid, and my dad said, because we live in a Christian society, so those are national holidays. I was like, oh.
There were two major Jewish holidays that happened over the past couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nobody took those days off. There wasn't a big thing.
Well, no.
There's no Rosh Hashanah sales.
You were allowed to without getting in trouble. Somebody said, what about Scientology?
The other thing about this religion class is that you have to approach all of these religions objectively. So, like, I have to go into Scientology without my preconceived notions, without the Leah Remini, without the Tom Cruise documentaries about Scientology, which I appreciate as a class, how they're teaching it. But maybe just general of religion, 414-799-1037. We're not going to argue. We're not going
to
debate. And maybe you're like very against, and maybe you're very like agnostic. You don't want to talk about religion at all. And that's fine, too. I'd like to hear that as well.
Oh, my gosh. So many texts coming in. Islam. I am Muslim. Non-denominational Christian church.
I would love to go.
Jehovah's Witness.
I would love to learn more about Islam and even the Sikh faith as well. I'd love to go to the Sikh temple in
there
Oak Creek.
You go.
That'd be a great one to go to.
Especially after what happened in Oak Creek. And getting some awareness, absolutely.
Who is this? Good morning. Amy?
Amy, yes.
Amy,
hey girl.
What's up?
You guys totally just said it, the Book of Islam.
I would love to learn all about the Quran. I would love to read the Quran.
And there's so much in society that is so wrong and misunderstood. You know what I mean? That would be a great one to educate yourself on.
His father is actually Muslim, and he's teaching my children right now, and it is such a beautiful religion to learn.
But if you look at...
I grew up in a Catholic household, and he's Muslim, so we definitely have different views on things, but I have also taken in what he's learned and all his religious stuff and his holidays that he celebrates and everything.
Don't you feel smarter just learning some of this stuff, whether you believe it or not? Like, you feel less ignorant based on all the things that have been fed into us, you know, after any terrorist attack or anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
It is. I started looking into the Muslim religion a lot after 9/11.
Yeah.
Just because a lot of people don't understand it. They're like, oh, they're Muslim. They must be a terrorist. And it's like, no, that's not what it is at all.
No, it's a very small offshoot of that religion. A very small
opinion.
It's a very beautiful religion. And a lot of it is similar to like Catholic too, but they do have a lot of different things. Like holidays are celebrated different and...
That's the thing is, I think all religions have that commonality of why are we here? Mm-hmm. Like, what happens after we're here? What is our purpose? Like, every religion seeks to answer that question, I think. So it's just how they go about that.
Well, and if you're just tuning in, Riggs is talking about how he has to study a religion for a college class he's taking, and it's got to be a religion he knows nothing about.
Yep.
So that's what we're talking about here. If you're just coming in the middle all confused.
Like, why are they talking about Islam? Yeah, 414-799-1037. And if you don't practice at all, I'd like to know that too.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to talk next. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM. Hey, it's Riggs and Allie. I'm going back to school, finishing up my degree, and I'm taking a class about world religions. And one of the projects I have to do is explore a religion that I know nothing about. And
what a concept. Expanding your mind, people.
What?
I love it.
There's things out there other than my own religion? There are. So it's looking at all religions objectively. 414-799-1037.
Can you study atheism?
You know what?
I'm curious.
I absolutely could.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Yeah, we just have to find a service if they have anything like that they do. If they have meetings, how they
they congregate. You got to go to Scott on one first because he took the same class as you.
Oh, he did?
That's what he said. So I was like, Scott, you got to come on the air with us.
Scott, good morning. Are you a Cardinal University Stritch Wolf?
Yes.
Yeah, go Wolves!
Look at you guys all bonding today on a Tuesday.
You took this class?
I did take this class, and I actually got more out of it than I thought I was going to.
Yeah, I was excited to take it. I was like, cool, we get to explore like all religions? Yeah.
Scott, what was your religion growing up?
So I was primarily a Lutheran.
Okay, and then when you got in the class, what religion did you decide to study?
So actually, I came from a small community in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Really small. We're talking like 800.
I couldn't have told from the Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah.
Anyway, so I wanted to do not only a different religion, but also get a little bit of a cultural aspect out of it. Being not originally from Milwaukee, wanted to take and go into an inner city type setting or church setting.
Yeah.
So I picked a non-denominational, primarily African-American setting.
Okay.
And
almost like a Baptist church?
It was awesome. I was a little...
We said non-denominational.
Yeah.
Yep. Non-denominational, but I was a little nervous, didn't know what to expect, but when I got there, very, very open to letting me be a part of it.
Well, yeah.
And got a lot out of it and stayed... connected with some of the people that I met after the fact.
Well, because you have some religions that we can get into with the bad stuff, but you also have a lot of religions that are misunderstood because people just don't educate themselves or hear this from that or decide on their own or whatever or images they see. So, you're getting it for yourself.
Right. Well, there's Lutheran that which you were with growing up, but there's also this other one, Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran, which I put this on my Facebook
page. You keep bringing
page.
This one up.
People kept bringing it up in Wisconsin, and I'm curious about it. Hey, Scott, thanks so much for calling, man.
Thanks,
by the way,
Scott.
What'd you get on your paper? Do you remember? Did you get a good grade?
I actually got an A.
Nice.
Nice.
Very good.
And the pastor asked if he could read it in front of the congregation.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
It's nice when you see that a lot of religions are also very welcoming to newcomers. They're interested to expose it to new people, to a whole new to a whole new world of people. Thanks so much for calling, man. We appreciate you listening. But this is one of those religions that was kind of created in the they call it the new religious movement. Like
now we're going to get into describe it. Oh,
well,
the
like,
one you wanted.
No. Well, like Scientology. These are like new religious movements that like that man has almost created, kind of after
like
the 19th century, like after Christianity.
So man didn't create the other ones.
Right, of course, but this is like the newer age ones is what you mean, what I'm meaning.
Right, more modern.
And the WELS is what you were part of, right, Addie?
Actually, I'm Catholic, but I went to a bunch of services with my friend who was Wells, and I was able to sit down with the preacher and ask him a bunch of questions and stuff.
The Wells?
Why did you
want
to sit down with the preacher? Were you thinking about switching religions?
Or
I just have to know.
Well, I I went to like a couple of her services, and it was like very different than a regular like Catholic mass and how that's run.
Were they courting you?
Yeah.
like religion does, were they courting you, baby? People. Well, honestly, that's what how you bring your friends to join the church, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
So she brought me to like, they have like Wednesday worships and stuff. And, you know, as a college student, I'm just very curious about things and just wanted to check it out and ask questions and, you know, help expand my own faith.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what did you think of it? Was it vastly different? Was it, there were a lot of similarities? Were you turned off by it, turned on by it?
Very, very different. Nothing like Catholicism. Like how it's run is like, you know, you come in, whatever, you sing some psalms and stuff. And then, the preacher has some readings that he like reads off, and then he like kind of dissects them and talks about them, and like so kind of like a homily, but like not really.
Interesting. Was this part of a world religions? Was this part of a class you were taking, or you were just genuinely interested in other religions?
No, I was just genuinely interested.
That's good too.
Like, you want to come to this Wednesday worship thing? You know, we're supposed to bring a friend. I was like, yeah, and then I kept going throughout the school year.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. I was interested in that one, too.
On two, we have Marie.
What up, Marie?
She has an interesting idea for a religion that you could do your report on.
Yeah, that's not mine, that I know nothing about. What is it, Marie?
Well, you know, I come to find out that this is an actual religion, or I think so, at least, Rastafari.
Rastafarianism.
I don't know anything about this. That's why I was
I knew about, like, how... I guess what goes into when you think about Rastafarians and all that stuff, you know, but come to find out that it's a form of Christianity and it's actually practiced pretty around a lot of places. And then, and also in Madison, apparently there was a church that was a Rastafarian church, and they were handing out cannabis offerings.
That sounds like it's right up my alley.
It sounds like this Rastafarianism was developed in Jamaica.
It was.
During the 1930s, if Wikipedia is telling me the truth.
And I remember reading that story about the one in Madison, because they were a church and they were only handing it out at church. And they were saying, well, if you can hand out Eucharist and communion at a Catholic service, why couldn't I hand out cannabis at our church? That's our belief.
Yeah.
That's what they use as their sacrament, I guess.
Yeah, that's crazy. So I don't know. I feel like, to me, I think that's something more that I could explore.
Yeah.
Because when I grew up, you know, in our household, like you said, we were a strict Catholic.
Yep.
We were every Sunday.
Yep, go to school. Go to church.
Confirmations, everything, you know. So I feel like it was pressured on. And as I got you know, being an adult, it was more like, okay, I'd rather follow faith than religion, because with religion, there's a lot of holes, you know. They preach a lot of things, but when you actually see it into action, it's very different from what they preach. So,
well,
I stick to faith rather than more religion.
Well, religion and faith are intertwined, but the definitions are very different, and you can define them in so many different ways, which is why it's so fascinating as
so
as
that's
a study.
Why I like to explore both options. But yeah, that's
right.
One that I thought about, and something.
So I've narrowed it down to Rastafarianism to seek to the Wells
Church you're obsessed
the Wells
with,
Church
that
I'm
I think is the winner, clearly. Somebody texted in and said Greek Orthodox is a good one. I wouldn't have thought Greek Orthodox might be interesting.
I have a friend that's Greek Orthodox.
The Amish.
Ooh.
Even better if you know someone you can interview.
I have an in. I've actually been to the Greek Orthodox Church. It's in Stallus. It's a beautiful church.
People are saying, we're getting a lot of text. So you can text in or call to 414-799-1037. So
thank
cool.
Thank you for coming to Church Chat with Riz and Allie.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, it's over. It's over for you, Carol Baskin. You could only last 2 weeks on Dancing with the Stars, probably because America can't stand you.
That's 2 weeks longer than I thought she would last, Allie, honestly.
Yeah, she got kicked off on Disney Night of all nights last night. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Team, are you kidding me? Meow.
Oh, Scott, the cornball jokes. She got kicked off. The top of the charts, though, was Neve from Catfish. He came in first.
Good for that guy.
Yeah. Previously, it had been Caitlin Bristow, the former Bachelorette, but Neve rocked it. He did a Pirates of the Caribbean dance, so I think that was cool. He's so lovable, though. I can see him winning it all with his own votes.
Yeah,
you know?
Probably.
So
it was Carol Baskin and Anne Heche were in the bottom two.
I mean, is that shocking? The two most boring people you could think of.
Carol Baskin isn't that boring. She killed her husband, for crying out loud.
No, that was what you would find fascinating, not her as a person.
Oh, true.
Her as in an interview is boring as hell. I mean, she's like, your boring aunt you don't want to talk to when the family gets together. You're like, oh, Aunt Carol's over there trying to talk to me about stuff. What like, she's not the one you want to be friends with.
What was funny was her parting words. Did you hear what she said at the end?
No, let me hear.
Check this out.
Carol is going to be going home. How are you feeling right now, Carol?
My husband is going to be so happy I'm coming home.
Yeah. Okay. My husband is going to be so happy I'm coming home.
I about spit my Diet Coke out because that's a lie. Survey said that was a lie. If anything, Howard feels safe while you're gone, honey.
Thanks, Maury. Thanks, Maury. I appreciate that.
So my sister, who lives in another state, was telling me that she had to hide one of the gifts for her fiance for his birthday, which was September, 19th, I want to say. I hope that's right.
And
they're getting married.
Living in the same quarters,
correct?
They live
in the same house, yeah. Okay. They moved in together, and they're getting married next year, assuming everything, knock on wood, goes fine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, COVID's been sure to ruin a few weddings this year and whatever. So they have it next year. So she was telling me that she ordered him an Auburn floor mat because he loves
Auburn.
The college? The college team, yes. Yeah. So when football was on the other day, it was like, we got to turn on Auburn because my fiance loves Auburn. Yeah. Then she started telling me how she ordered this mat, and it came, and she was like, well, now I gotta hide it, but we live together. So she said it came, and she literally chucked it behind the couch because the couch is up against a wall. And she was like, she's like, he's never gonna look there. And he didn't, thank goodness. But when his birthday came, she was like, oh, hold on, ran behind the couch, pulled out the Auburn mat in a box, and was like, here you go.
Did she wrap it or anything, or was it just in the box?
Nope, okay. Just in the box, all just right. Thrown behind the couch, and he loved it, okay? He thought it was great. He was even like, can I put it by the front door? She goes, I don't care.
Was it a big eagle?
I don't know what it was. I didn't ask all that, but I was laughing that she hid it behind the couch because I have this problem with my kids. So I was like, where do you hide stuff that people aren't going to find them? And significant others, you always try to hide it, but your wife anyway goes snooping and finds it, we found.
Well,
and then acts like she didn't find it or something, right?
I don't know if she was snooping so much as it was a bad hiding place.
So don't take Riggs' advice on hiding places.
Right. I put it in the second, in the guest bedroom. Mm-hmm. We have two bedrooms in our house, our bedroom and the second one, which has been inhabited by our dog, Samson. Now he sleeps on that bed. It's his room. He goes
in
there.
Can't blame the guy,
right?
He's like, nobody's using this room. It's mine.
Exactly. So I thought that, well, my wife will never go in there. The dog is always in there. I'll just put it kind of back to the side of the bed, behind it a little bit, but not under the bed.
Yeah.
Because it was this jewelry box that I bought her for Christmas. Mm-hmm. It was like a big stand-up jewelry box. It was pretty large.
Yeah.
And that was the only thing I was getting her
because
she asked for the big gift, but she didn't know that I had gotten it yet. Come to find out, when I wrapped it while she was gone one day, she sees it by the tree and she goes, oh, is that the big box that was in the other bedroom? And I went, yeah, it was. I go, I tried to hide it from you.
She had to know that, or she would have asked you about it sooner.
She goes, hide it? It was sitting behind the side of the bed. How could I not see it? It was in plain sight. It was in plain sight.
You can't get anything past a woman.
No, you can't.
That's what I always say, if your man's cheating, she knows. She's just not acting like she knows.
Maybe in the car would have been a better place, or somewhere in the basement behind some other boxes. I don't know where a possible good hiding place is when you live with somebody constantly.
Well, I thought the behind the couch was pretty clever because it's up against a wall, and who the hell goes behind the couch? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wouldn't think for that, yeah.
Unless you lose something back there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. You can text in or call 414-799-1037. What are your best hiding places so you can trick your kids or your significant other?
Uh-huh.
Help!
Help us, please. Help us. 103.7 KISS FM. You're not being a bad guy. You're hiding a gift. You don't want them to find it. But it's hard when they live with you like they're your freaking kids.
Yeah,
or your husband or wife.
My sister hit a floor mat, and her fiance is a fan of Auburn, so she bought an Auburn floor mat, and she hid it behind the couch, and he never found it. It was slid right back there like it belonged, man.
Did he go to Auburn? Do you know?
I don't think so.
I was wondering what people's ties are to colleges sometimes.
Are you kidding me? How many Packer fans do we have that aren't even in Wisconsin?
That's a professional team. I was thinking college team.
People get big on colleges when they didn't go there. Look at Ohio State.
I know.
Look at the Badgers. People that don't live here love the Badgers. You know, it's one of those teams, I think. I don't think he did, but I'll ask. I should probably know.
Kendra in Muskego.
Yes.
Home of AJ's Bar and Grill. One of my favorite spots in Muskego. Put up.
It's random.
That's the only thing I know in Muskego. The only bar.
Stuff in Muskego.
It's the only bar I've been to in Muskego.
That's funny.
What's up, Kendra?
So my fiance, husband now, but fiance at the time, he well, beforehand, he hid my ring in a tent because it was winter. So I thought that was so creative because I do all the cleaning. And he does a lot of work. So then I was like, where did you hide it? Because that was a good spot. And he was like, in the tent where like you couldn't find it.
Like the packed up, folded up tent?
Yeah.
That's really smart.
I was so surprised because I was like, so if it's small, maybe go in a... Hide it in a spot.
It's something you're not using for the winter.
Yeah.
Which
that you won't throw away. Careful, because he could go on a cleaning spree, or you could, and be like, we'd never use this tent, and then throw it out.
That would have been so bad. That
When's the last time we even went camping? We don't need this anymore.
Oh, hell no.
Trash.
He would have lost it.
Right?
Hey, thank you, Kendra.
Thanks, Kendra.
For calling in.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. You too. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We got texts, and you can call in 214-799-1037. But I liked this. Somebody said, I hide presents in the basement. I have plastic tubs for storage. I put the gifts under the stuff in the tubs. And I was like, oh, there's so many storage tubs that I could go into and throw things under if they fit. I actually love that. And somebody else said, I hide or I leave them at a good friend's house, or if it's your children, maybe grandma and grandpa's house.
That's not bad.
That's not a bad idea either if you have access to that stuff.
You know what else we're giving is ideas to all the Snoopy people out there.
Yeah.
All the people that want to snoop through and find where the gifts are. They're going to start looking through the
basement. That's a whole other level. I mean, it's like if I see a present I think's for me, of course I'm going to look.
Yeah.
But would I go to the depths of looking through tents in the basement? I mean, that's when you're really, really wanting a gift. I mean,
yeah, right?
You'd have to really
You really
go there.
Love you, don't you?
Yeah.
So much. I love me so much. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Did we learn anything on the show this morning?
Mm-hmm.
We always talk about here at the end.
I learned that Riggs is now a man of the Lord. I'm just kidding.
A man of the cloth.
He's a man of the Lord. Call him Lord Riggs. No,
Lord
he's taking
Riggs.
A new class at his new college career that you've got going on the side. You're getting your degree, right?
I'm finishing up my associates online with Cardinal Stritch. And one of the classes is world religions. And I was raised as a Catholic my whole life. Mm-hmm. I've dabbled in Judaism and Buddhism.
Dabbled. Meaning you know something about it, or you've been around their religion enough to understand it. So you got to pick one you don't know that much about.
Everybody was reaching out with different religions I could try. Everything from something called Science of the Mind.
Did anyone say for this small price you can join my church? Did anyone say that?
One of those. For a small donation of $300 a month, you too.
I'll tell you everything.
Right? It's called tithing, yes.
Yeah. We learned about religions I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
This one, I think I'm worldly. I don't know anything, man.
Yeah,
this is great.
There's one that everybody keep bringing up called Wells in Wisconsin. There's Wiccans. There was...
I've heard of those.
Yeah, there's another one, shamanism. There's a big Hmong population in Milwaukee. So I've got a lot to choose from. And I learned something about Allie this morning. Is she is still navigating the complexities of online dating in the COVID era.
I'm not doing anything. That's the damn problem.
You have run into the problem of seeing somebody in a store. Are they looking at you? Are you checking me out? I can't see. I can only see a third of your face with
the mask. I wear my mask, but masks are ruining my game because I don't know if a guy's smiling at me. Yeah. I don't know if he's just staring at me. I don't know if he's looking past me. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Is he grimacing going, ooh?
Yeah.
You can't see those face reactions.
Is he sitting there going, look at that ugly one over there? I don't know. He could be in his mask.
Or is he licking his lips?
Right. Or does he want me? I don't know.
We don't know.
So, while I will continue to wear my masks, I will acknowledge it's ruining my game at any store, because I don't know if anyone's, you know.
But we learned that you are not alone in that boat at all.
No.
At all.
And that led to the fish pictures on dating apps, men holding up their fish, and that just led to gym selfies, and
trophy fish,
us complaining about all the pictures we hate on dating apps.
The deer carcass pictures.
So
the
if
deer
you're,
carcass.
Don't be that person. So if you're worried which ones not to do, you can go back and listen to the show and get that advice, because lots of people called in too with their advice.
If you're a guy going, why don't I ever match with people? Go listen.
Go back and listen.
Yeah. 1037kissfm.com. All right.
And if you still don't get any hot dogs and donuts, then it's you.
It is.
It's got nothing to do with the pictures.
Yep.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.